Welcome back to the audio version of the Self-Esteem Book. We now bring you Part 7.
Chapter 21. Create a structure to develop those qualities that you identify as missing. Feeling sorry for people keeps them small and damages their self-esteem. People are magnificent. Holding them so champions them and raises their self-esteem. From the list of qualities that you developed in the previous exercise, select the top 5 missing qualities that, if strengthened and developed, would contribute most to your self-esteem. Begin to work on your health and your appearance if these areas are not up to your expectations. Decide to go back to school to develop a valuable skill or a new profession if that's what's needed. If fun or rewarding relationships are missing, focus on activities that meet these needs. If you're so busy taking care of the needs of others, make a list of your own priorities as a person worthy of special attention and pampered care. Notice how often you feel sorry for yourself. If this is a common challenge, get out into the world and apply your focus upon a worthwhile goal or a cause that pulls you out of your rut. Interacting with others and taking the focus off of you will do wonders for your emotional state and your positive new direction. Maybe you'll work on becoming a better listener. This could mean listening patiently and not interrupting. Perhaps you'll listen for something of value that might contribute to your life in whatever is said, regardless of the style of the person presenting it. Or listen for the gold instead of the dirt in a conversation. All of these empowered listening attitudes will support your relationships while they allow others to be heard, and they'll reward you with an elevated self-image as your communication skills improve. Let's speak now about listening to others when the heat is on, that is, during an argument or a confrontation. These are the times when new communication tools are most critical to strengthen your self-esteem. In times of stress, put yourself into the other person's world and ask yourself this question: what could this person be thinking for her to act as she does? If you are not sure what she might be thinking, create an interpretation that helps you empathize with her. Doing so will provide you with the insights to better understand that people do the best that they can according to how they view the world. Although their actions may often seem personally offensive, they're entranced in their own world, and they haven't taken time to consider how their words or their acts affect you or others. Working on not being personally offended by what others say or do will help rebuild your self-image. All too often, we take things personally and our self-esteem suffers. By creating the space for people to be whoever they are, with all of their faults and frailties, you'll allow them to do whatever they do without implying anything negative about you. By releasing your need to control who they are and how they act, you'll generate harmony and strengthen your self-esteem. Freedom always comes when you release the desire to dominate or control others and don't emotionally attach yourself to the outcome. Here's another exercise. Once you have identified these first 5 qualities to develop, practice the following structures to support your success. Number 1. Take some specific daily action that will help you to develop each trait. Number 2. At the end of each day, rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 with respect to how well you embodied each quality. Number 3. Keep a daily journal describing what worked that day to develop each characteristic. Also note what was missing that, if put into place, would better serve your objective the next day. Request the support of family members and friends in championing you to develop your chosen traits. Section 3, Design Your Future. Chapter 22, Keep a Daily Journal. People hate being dominated. If they don't have the freedom to say no, they don't have the freedom to say yes. Empower them with choices and watch their self-esteem rise. From this moment forward, I invite you to live your life deliberately. By this, I mean that you can begin to analyze who you're being daily that either supports your happiness, your relationships, and your self-esteem, or detracts from them. Become vigilant to negative self-talk moment by moment as you go about your day. Your self-esteem will increase to the extent that you first recognize when Chip is speaking his nonsense and then reinterpret each thought or situation in a way that champions your self-image. One tool to support you in your deliberate approach is a daily journal. A journal can be a spiral-bound notebook or a hardcover log made expressly for this purpose. Choose your journal book with the expectation that you'll treasure it for life as one of the many volumes permitting you to reflect back upon your personal development process. Your journal can be used to record the exercises suggested in this audiobook. It can also be valuable for noting any observations, including your daily commitments, your challenges, your insights, your breakthroughs. That is, those aha experiences. Begin by recording your observations to the following as you go about your day. First, catch yourself in negative self-talk. Also, distinguish what is really so from the damaging story that you decided about yourself. Note whenever you demand perfection or blame yourself for things that are not your fault or beyond your control. Record any assumptions that others are judging you as harshly as you judge yourself. Separate out exactly what they said from what you think they meant that has you berate yourself. Create a new empowering interpretation that gives you the benefit of the doubt. When you hear negative self-talk, ask yourself, is it possible that I'm distorting what actually happened? Are you taking what others say personally? What other interpretation can you apply to these comments, assuming that they're not really directed at you? Are you comparing yourself to others unfavorably? How can you focus on your inner strengths instead? Acknowledge yourself for a positive trait every time you entertain a negative thought. At the end of each day, also record your insights to the questions that follow. Did my thoughts and actions today reflect my values and commitments and contribute to building my growing self-esteem? What worked about today? What was missing that, if put into place, would support me in being the person I've decided to be? What was missing that would have helped my self-esteem increase today? How will I make tomorrow better? Chapter 23, Create a Vision for Your Life. You can't fully contribute to others until you can contribute to yourself first. If your self-image is tarnished, your expectations of participating in all of the great things that life has to offer are likely suffering as well. Perhaps low self-esteem's greatest cost is the resulting resignation that it fosters. We die inside a little bit more each day. Before we realize what's happening, we've sold out our dreams for being all that we can be, having those things that we deserve, and living a life fueled by our passions. We get what we expect. If we expect that our lives will be marked by rich relationships, abundance, fun, and adventure, we will generate an intention to make it so. Our intention will create a drive within us to accomplish those actions necessary to manifest our vision. Likewise, if low self-esteem results in anticipation of pain, loneliness, suffering, struggle, broken relationships, and poverty, we will see these results in our world. We unintentionally sabotage our efforts at achieving those things that we want most because we do not believe we're worthy of receiving them. Every time things begin to look up, an invisible self-defeating inner thermostat kicks in, ensuring our low expectations become a self-fulfilling prophecy. The good news is that you can retrain your thoughts and your intentions to manifest what you want to have appear. Train your mind to become an ally in your quest for high self-esteem by creating a vision that honors your values. This vision will align with your passions and will encompass the qualities that you're committed to fostering. This new and empowering vision will replace the current dim vision that is neither serving your magnificence nor fueling your self-esteem. Take an 8-ounce glass filled with coffee. This represents your low self-esteem. It's murky dark and doesn't transmit light. Now take a large pitcher of crystal clear water. This represents your new empowering vision. Pour the water from the pitcher into the glass. The water from the pitcher flows into the glass, causing the glass to overflow. The first few ounces have little obvious effect on the color of the liquid in the glass. However, as you add more water, the contents of the glass get clearer and clearer. By the time you've poured the entire pitcher into the glass, you have noticed all the discolored liquid is gone and only pure, clear water remains. The same holds true for your mind. As you replace cynical, self-defeating thoughts that crush your self-esteem with a positive, empowering vision that feeds your magnificence, the power of the new thoughts eventually replace the old. This elevates your self-esteem and dilutes the thoughts that previously consumed your attention. Power in realizing this transformation comes from the magnitude of new positive energy that far surpasses the old negative force. To mold your new life vision, close your eyes and imagine that a genie has just appeared before you. This genie is offered to grant your every wish, provided that you have the courage to envision it, believe it will happen, and to pursue it. In order to create this vision, You'll need to temporarily suspend any self-defeating thoughts that your life will bring you only what you've always had. The past does not need to be a harbinger of the future. Keep in mind that we will be developing a specific action plan to address the question, what exactly will it take to manifest this vision? So create your dream vision with the expectation that we will be designing a plan to bring each aspect of it into reality. Let's start by revisiting what values your vision will honor. These will form the fabric that will weave throughout your vision. Next, review the qualities you previously recorded that you will enhance and further develop. These qualities will speak to who you are being as you construct your ideal life. Lastly, make a list of your passions. These are those things that you love to do and would gladly look forward to doing every day for the next 50 years. Your passions make life worthwhile. Think of this vision as a movie script that you'll watch play out before you on the silver screen as you take your seat in the theater featuring your life story. Write your vision in first person and present tense as if you are describing the scene from the movie as it happens. Create a vivid mental image with as much detail as possible to bring your vision to life. Utilize all your senses in describing it: sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste. See your vision as an already accomplished reality in the present, not merely as something you want or hope to have happen. If you construct your vision as something that you hope to have, you'll imply disappointment in the wanting, the desiring, and the not having it will manifest instead of the realization of the vision itself. Include within your vision the answers to the following questions. Who will you be? What qualities and values will you embody? How will you look and come across to others? What will your self-image be? What will you do with your life when you possess these qualities and values? How will you spend a typical day at play and a typical day at work? What will you have as a result of embodying these qualities and behaving consistently with them? Where will you live? What type of home and with whom? With what physical possessions will you surround yourself? What other things, such as great friends, abundance, personal freedom, peace of mind, etc., will you have? What goals will you accomplish? Who will you assist or support with these accomplishments? Are there any special people, organizations, or causes that will be an important part of your life? What will your relationships be like? Picture yourself interacting with friends, family, coworkers, and all you meet in a way that reflects your high self-esteem and your rich friendships. You can't do this exercise wrong, so have fun creating your vision as a magnificent person worthy of the best that life has to offer. Here is an example of my vision. It is September 21st, year 2016. My wife Janice and I are celebrating my 60th birthday at our winter estate in Hana, on the island of Maui, by hosting a party attended by 1,000 of our closest friends. Our waterfront property spans several acres marked by waterfalls and lush greenery, home to thousands of magnificent tropical birds. All our family and close friends that we've made over the last 40 years are here. Our friends look to our Hawaiian home as a place for them to relax, rest, and recharge their bodies, minds, and souls. Our doors are always open. We enjoy each other's company all year long during their frequent visits. We divide our time between our winter home in Maui and our spring, summer, and autumn homes in the scenic White Mountains of New Hampshire and the wonderful woods of rural Massachusetts. Our lives have become totally devoted to contributing to others and discovering more about reaching our personal magnificence. Our company, the Center for Personal Reinvention, has guided millions of people to live rewarding lives based on choice, contribution, and empowerment. People hold the center as one of the foremost organizations in the world that supports people to live lives that work optimally, in peace, harmony, and in happiness. We spend a large amount of time speaking, writing, coaching, and inspiring others to live lives of possibility. Our goal is to kill off the resignation that consumes all too many lives. My book, The Magic Lantern, a fable about leadership, personal excellence, and empowerment, just sold 20 million copies. People have found it to be a window to realizing life-changing insights. The book's tale of the secrets to achieving world peace through the creation of empowering interpretations has taken hold. The 1,000 years of peace it foretold is well underway. This story is furthered in its sequel, The Legend of the Lightbearers. My books, the Success Code series, are recognized as the catalyst that has brought the personal development conversation into millions of homes. Millions have implemented these books' principles. These books set the new standard for creating effective communication and relationships that thrive. My book, The Self-Esteem Book, has supported 20 million people to realize their God-given magnificence and live empowered lives fueled by their passions and sourced by their life purposes. My focus now is on continuing personal development, both for myself and for others. I continue to champion people around the world to maximize their effectiveness, happiness, and power through my public speaking engagements, transformational courses, personal coaching, and writing. I'm humbled by the thousands of people who have stepped forward to join us in our vision of impacting people's lives. We now work in partnership with these friends to honor our values of contribution, belonging, adventure, freedom, and fun. People the world over have learned to see networking as synonymous with contribution to others and to personal growth. My story, featured on the covers of Success and Time magazines, have inspired thousands to live their lives full out and with passion. We have contributed to shifting the old paradigm of struggle, suffering, and resignation. Thanks to our efforts, people around the world believe in themselves and their abilities to contribute to others. Due to the elevated levels of self-esteem of so many, wars are now a thing of the past. People everywhere have embraced the new paradigm of living in harmony, love, abundance, and contribution to their fellow men and women. We're in excellent physical health. We have abundant, rich relationships. We devote time daily to our personal and spiritual development. Money is no object for us. We have all the cars, toys, and other possessions that anyone could want. A large portion of the income that our organizations produce is used to fund our global humanitarian projects. We have more than enough money to support the dozens of worthwhile causes that we're passionate about. Among these is quality education for all children, programs that champion the magnificence of kids all over the world, and support people seeking to better themselves. We travel the world extensively, visiting every continent and country we've ever had an interest in exploring. Many of our partners have taken on similarly rewarding lifestyles fueled by their passions. We've made friends everywhere that we've traveled and have lived our lives as a daring adventure, always in search of the awesome power of possibilities. As you can see, my vision is clear, and it's fueled by my passions, my life purpose, and my values. It cultivates my self-esteem through contributions to others and the ideals that are most important to me. It motivates me to grow and to excel. And by speaking my vision out loud, I inspire others to both join me in its realization and to create empowering visions of their own. Visions supply the creative energy that speeds a metamorphosis from caterpillar to butterfly. If we have the courage to create them, speak them aloud, and believe in their ultimate realization, these visions nourish our ambitions, clarify our intentions, and elevate our self-esteem. They serve as a blueprint for the magnificent castle that we'll build with the granite blocks of our actions and the mortar of our interpretations. Now create your own empowering vision. Please don't pass up this opportunity to take advantage of the magic that it can unleash in transforming your life and your self-image. A vision's ultimate value is that it serves as a motivating place to come from rather than a place to get to. Visions are also dynamic. As you achieve certain aspects of your vision, it will evolve to new and previously unforeseen elements. Some aspects of your current vision will also change in time to no longer be part of your evolving vision, so visions always need periodic review and reevaluation. They serve to inspire and motivate you and others, not to restrict your options or your vitality. Once you have created your written vision, commit to reading it twice daily without fail, in the morning upon rising and in the evening before bedtime. As the vision becomes an intention and expectation, your belief in its ultimate realization will support its manifestation in the world. Here's an exercise. Write out your personal empowering vision in the first-person present tense. Describe in detail what every aspect of your life will look like. Read your vision at least twice each day. Chapter 24, Identify Your Life Purpose. Playing large and living your life purpose will handle all your fears and petty concerns. Now that you are clear about what your most important values are and have plainly crafted a vision for your life, you're ready to focus upon clarifying your life purpose. Everyone has a life purpose. Some are living it, but most are not. If your self-esteem is low, you're not living yours fully. Your life purpose involves finding your niche in the world's overall scheme. You're living it when your values are honored and you spend your days alive with the vitality that results from doing what you love while sharing your gifts with the world. Your life purpose will always involve others. It will never be only self-serving or only about you. It involves partnership, and will serve your natural self-expression. Living it will feel like you're being who you were meant to be. Your life purpose need not be complicated or lengthy to explain. In fact, it will be most powerful when spoken with a few well-chosen words. It represents the essence of who you are. Your life purpose is likely what you've been known for as far back as you can remember, especially before your self-esteem began to suffer. For many, it is what they always wanted to be or do when they were younger. Perhaps it is related to a special passion or revolves around a favorite cause or charity. It is who you authentically are at your core. When you live your life purpose, you are most alive and contributing your special gifts. For clarity in identifying your life purpose, consider some people you most respect in the world. What specifically is it about each person that you regard highly? If you were granted one wish for the world, what would that wish be? If you were independently wealthy and had no restrictions placed upon you, how would you spend the rest of your life? If you could leave a legacy for the world, what would that legacy be? All these questions should point you in the direction of identifying those qualities or activities that would cause your life to have meaning and your self-esteem to soar. Here are some examples of life purposes. I am love. I show people how to laugh and have fun. I inspire everyone to be his or her best. I bring peace to the world. I champion women. I share love through pets. I champion equal rights. I inspire people to live with passion. I'm a teacher. I build relationships and help people belong. I help people find themselves. I relieve suffering and help people heal. I advocate for the poor. I'm a communicator. I champion children. I inspire adventure. I create beauty. I help make people's lives easier. Here's an exercise. Consider these questions and record your answers in your journal. What is your life purpose? How will you manifest it into the world? What will you put into place to live it? What key values will it honor? How does living it elevate your self-esteem? Chapter 25. Set goals and design an action plan for your life. A vision without action is self-delusion. Using the vision you have created, now design a plan of action that will lead toward its realization. Of course, visions are by nature of grand design and not typically accomplished overnight. So sort all aspects of your vision into achievable goals and actions that will support your overall objectives. I suggest dividing your overall game plan into more specific areas to concentrate your focus. Health and appearance, wealth, finances, career and occupation, relationships, family, personal and/or spiritual development, recreation and fun. Let's talk first about goals. Goals are objectives that you will strive to accomplish by a certain date. In other words, they are grounded in time. Powerful goals will stretch you, encourage you to grow, and to risk outside of your comfort zone. However, they should not be so much of a stretch that you can't realize them within your intended time frame. Goals that motivate and empower inspire action. A primary function of setting goals is to inspire you to engage in a quest for some accomplishment. The actual quest is often more important from a growth and learning perspective than the accomplishment itself. Goal setting should serve to empower your actions and fuel your self-esteem. The label of failure is always undesirable and unnecessary. It is an interpretation that we choose to skip. Instead, let's congratulate ourselves for our courage in pursuing the goals in the first place. That said, if for some reason we do not reach our goals by the expected date of accomplishment, we can simply set a new goal, knowing that we're richer because of the experience that we have garnered through courageously shooting for the goal with a full effort. We simply then ask, what was missing that might be put into place to support us to reach our next goals? With that said, let's get started. Examine each of the following areas of your life: health and appearance, wealth, finances, career and occupation, relationships, family, personal and/or spiritual development, and recreation and fun. For each of these areas, ask yourself these questions. What are your long-range goals? Select a target date of 5, 10, or 20 years. What are your one-year goals? These can either be targets to shoot for or actions that will support your objectives. What are your 3-month, 6-month, 9-month milestones? Milestones are interim goals that you will accomplish en route to your larger goal objectives. Some examples to the above questions follow. These examples represent the goals of a 35-year-old woman. Your goals will reflect your own dreams and values. The examples offered attempt to display a wide range of interests and combine both achievement and action goals. Health and appearance. My 5-year goal is to be my ideal weight of 125 pounds with 17% body fat, physically fit and healthy in mind, body, and spirit. I will reflect an attractive appearance and posture as befits a person with high self-esteem. This includes having an extensive, updated wardrobe and being well-groomed with excellent dental and physical health. My 1-year goal is to have my dental health and appearance restored, to become physically fit through a supervised workout program, and to lose 50 pounds, bringing my weight to 140 pounds. My 3-month milestone is to have my upper teeth capped, weigh 175 pounds, and begin my training program. My 6-month milestone is to weigh 155 pounds with 25% body fat. My 9-month milestone is to weigh 145 pounds and have 22% body fat. In the area of wealth, finances, career, and occupation, my 5-year goal is to have $100,000 in savings and work from home as a CEO of my own successful home-based business with a monthly income of $20,000. My 10-year goal is to have $250,000 in savings and to oversee an organization of $50,000 through my business, which generates a monthly income of $40,000. My 20-year goal is to be happily retired at age 55 with $5 million in my retirement account, additional assets of $10 million, and a monthly residual income of $75,000. My 1-year goal is to pay off all my credit card debt, have $20,000 in savings, and have a thriving home business that earns $6,000 per month. My 3-month milestone is to select a company to associate with in establishing my home-based business. My business will be firmly established, producing an income of $2,000 monthly at my 6-month milestone. I will step into progressive levels of leadership and be earning $4,000 monthly at my 9-month milestone. In the area of relationships, at 5 years out, my relationships will be richly rewarding. I will have 100 close friends. My 1-year goal is to resolve all past relationships that drain my energy and detract from my happiness and self-esteem. By 3 months, I will have contacted my friends Mark and Mary to repair our damaged relationship. I will join a new social organization with the goal of making at least 3 new friends. At 9 months, I will have joined a charitable organization and made 10 new close friends. In the area of family, at 5 years out and beyond, my family interactions will be characterized by mutual support and loving communication. We will have a yearly family reunion to reconnect and reestablish our bonds. My relationship with my husband will be intimate and rewarding. We will have 2 healthy, wonderful children. My 1-year goal is to have clean, open, and supportive communication with all my brothers and sisters. I will also have at least 2 date nights weekly with my spouse. At 3 months, I will have successfully reconnected with my estranged brother, Tim. At 6 months, I will have hosted our first family reunion in Orlando, Florida. By 9 months, I will have established weekly, nurturing phone conversations with each of my brothers and sisters, as well as my mom and dad. I will have set aside time every Friday and Saturday night to spend time alone with my spouse or with our friends. In the area of personal and/or spiritual development, at 5 years and beyond, I will have established myself as an accomplished listener and personal coach. I will be involved in personal development programs in partnership with other like-minded individuals. I will have a close relationship with God, which will be manifested by helping those less fortunate than myself. I will have co-founded a homeless shelter in Chicago, Illinois. By 1 year out, I will have graduated from a coaching training program. I will be a member of a church that shares my views on spirituality. At 3 months, I will have begun a year-long coaching training program. I will have established the habit of spending at least 30 minutes each day on my own personal development. This will include reading books, listening to tapes, watching videos, and other aspects of personal development. I will also have hired a personal coach to champion me in my goals and to support me in remaining accountable. I will have selected a church to join, and I will continue with these activities throughout my first year. In the area of recreation and fun, my 5-year goal is to be an intermediate level tennis player and golfer, playing both sports at least once a week. I will also vacation at least 6 times yearly, traveling the world with my spouse, my family, and my friends. My 10-year goal is to have visited every free country on the planet. My 1-year goal is to learn how to play tennis. I will also lower my golf handicap from 35 to 20 by playing at least twice weekly. I will have traveled to 3 exotic destinations within the next 12 months. I will spend at least 1 hour daily playing with my son. My 3-month goal will be to start my tennis and golf lessons on a weekly basis. I will have taken 1 vacation overseas with my spouse. I will spend at least 30 minutes each day having fun with my family. By 6 months, this time commitment will have increased to a minimum of 1 hour daily. I will have taken a 2nd Caribbean vacation with my family, and by 9 months, I will have taken a 3rd vacation with my spouse to Egypt. Other goals in the realm of being. My 5-year goals include being known as a life-changing coach. I will also possess high self-esteem, which will be reflected by the qualities of humility, confidence, authenticity, and care for others. These same qualities will be evident 1 year from now. These same qualities will be seen at 3 months and beyond. Today I'm declaring that I am a humble, confident, authentic, and contributing human being. Other goals in the realm of doing. At 5 years out, my work will reflect my life purpose of contributing to the poor and the oppressed. This will be displayed by my public speaking in support of these causes, my work on the board of directors of the homeless shelter, and through my business associations. At 1 year, I will have become an accomplished public speaker, having spoken before an audience of at least 500 people. At 3 months, I will have attended 5 Toastmasters sessions and made 3 presentations to our group. At 6 months, I will have given my first presentation to the Chicago Pioneers Women's Group. At 9 months, I will have spoken before a church group of 100 civic leaders. Other goals in the realm of having. At 5 years out, we will own a 500,000 5-bedroom colonial home on Lake Winnipeg in central Michigan. I will be driving a new Jaguar convertible, and my spouse will have a new Jeep Cherokee. My 1 year goal is to move into our new home in suburban Chicago with my family. My 3 month milestone is to find a location in suburban Chicago to relocate my family. My 6 month milestone is to put a deposit on the land upon which we'll build our home. My 9 month milestone is to begin construction on this home. In a similar manner, write out your answers to the following questions in your journal now. With respect to each of the following areas, health and appearance, wealth, finances, career and occupation, relationships, family, personal and or spiritual development, and recreation and fun, here are your exercise questions. What are your long-range goals? Select a 5-year, 10-year, or a 20-year time frame. What are your 1-year goals? What are your 3-month, 6-month, and 9-month milestones?
Thanks for listening. This concludes this part of the Self-Esteem book. Please continue with part 8.